From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth Radio program as we continue our study entitled Biblical Revival, What Is It? And our key passage of Scripture is Psalm 85, and particularly verse 6, where it says, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" We're going to be looking at that particular verse in detail a little bit later on in our study. But so far, we have been able to give a definition of revival, a longer and a shorter definition of revival. And then yesterday, we started to work our way down through Psalm 85 to see some interesting components of what revival is in this particular psalm. And again, I would encourage you to request the notes and the outlines of this study, as well as perhaps even a CD of the study itself. At the end of the program, Jim O'Brien will be along to give you that information, and I think that you will want to receive these items so that you can continue to study this subject of revival beyond what we are dealing with here on the program this week. And as I've said, we've talked about revival many times since this program has been on the air in 1989. And the reason why we have done that is because it's a necessary subject. It always has been a necessary subject for God's people. And I rejoice over the fact that over the years, even here in the United States of America, and I know that some of you are listening in other parts of the world, but here in the United States of America, we've seen God bring revival upon our nation. There have been different waves of revival. But I want to tell you, we surely need one today in our nation. We surely need a revival in our churches, and we surely need revival in the lives of individual Christians these days. Now, I've defined revival in the longer sense as being the work of God upon the hearts of His people who confess their sins and who repent from their selfish motives that lead to unrighteous living, and then turn to God with wholehearted dedication and obedience that results in godly living. And then I gave a shorter definition of revival, which is simply this. Revival is when God's people get right with God. That's not difficult to understand, is it? Revival is when God's people get right with God. Now, yesterday I mentioned to you that in Psalm 85, we see three basic components, or perhaps I could say there are three observations on revival that we see when we work our way down through the text. Yesterday, we noted that revival restrains the righteous anger of God. That's seen in verses 1 through 5. And it is true, ladies and gentlemen, that God is angry with His children who turn their back on Him, who get out of His will. That's why Israel was led into the captivity. The Assyrian as well as the Babylonian captivities came upon the Jewish people simply because of the fact that they had turned their back upon God, and He was angry with them and He chastened them. But He also did that out of love. And if you're a Christian and you've turned your back upon God, you could be in, as it were, some sort of a spiritual captivity. That is, you are captive in sin. You are captive in the fact that you're rebelling against God. Your Christian life is stale. Your walk with God is not there as it should be, simply because of the fact that you're outside of the will of God. And God's not pleased with that. And because God's not pleased with that, he's angry with you. We are living in a day and age when people say God never gets angry with anybody. Well, when you read down through Psalm 85, you'll find that he does have righteous anger against his children who turn their backs on him. And if you are a Christian and you're outside of the will of God, God's angry with you today. But thank God for his mercy and grace and his love. That will guarantee that when you turn back to God, he will receive you. He will revive you. Well, the second thing we see in Psalm 85 about revival is that revival restores the conscious awareness of God. Not only does revival restrain the righteous anger of God, but it restores the conscious awareness of God. This is seen in verses 6 through 8. And the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, when a person is outside of the will of God, and I'm talking about a Christian now, when a Christian is outside of the will of God, he or she really is not aware of what God's doing around them or in their life. I've always been amazed down through the years, and I've pastored over 40 years, as many of you know. But I've always been amazed down through the years when we've had the opportunity to see God working in the local church, and God saving souls, and God doing this, and God doing that, and God doing the other, that every now and then somebody in the midst of that will come up and say, God's not doing anything around this place. Well, I believe it's possible that a local church could get into the condition that they don't see the work of the Lord. But when you are seeing the work of the Lord in the local church, and then somebody comes along and says, God's not doing anything around this place, what does that indicate? It indicates that that person, that Christian, is outside of the will of God and needs revival. And so let me make this personal with you right now. If you are attending a solid Bible-believing church, and there are souls being saved, there are lives getting right with Christ, and yet, you don't sense it. You don't see it. You were saying God's nowhere around this place. Well, that's an indication that you need revival. You see, people who need revival do not see the good things of God. Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 6 sort of brings that out in a very unique way. Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 6, it says this, beginning with verse 5. It says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath, that is a bush, in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. You see, the lesson that we learn from that is that when a person has departed from the Lord as a Christian and needs revival, he's like that bush that's wandering around out in the desert, as it were, and he does not see the good that God is doing. If you need revival today, you're not seeing God's goodness anywhere. You're not, at least you're not admitting it, because you have, to a certain degree, blinded your eyes, your insight to the working of God. Sin is in your life, and that sin is preventing you from seeing the work of God. Well, when revival comes, there is the restoration of that conscious awareness of God. Look at verses 6 through 8. It says, there in Psalm 85, it says, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. Now, in those three verses, there are four elements of being aware of God that we see when revival has come. First of all, there will be rejoicing in the Lord. You see it in verse 6? It says, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? A lot of Christians are far from rejoicing. A lot of Christians don't know the joy of the Lord. Why is that the case? It's because they need revived. And if you claim to be a Christian and the joy of the Lord is far from you, that is an indication to you that right now as a Christian, you need to get right with God. The second thing that is seen when revival comes is the mercy of God. Verse 7 says, "Show us thy mercy, O Lord." The fact of the matter is, when we are in sin as a Christian, and when we've turned our back from God, we're not aware of God's mercy. Oh, it's there. Lamentations says that if it would not be for the mercy of the Lord, we would be consumed. So God's mercy is always there. But when we are outside the will of God, we're not aware of it. We don't see it. We certainly don't appreciate it. The third thing that we become aware of from God when we are revived is we see his salvation. It says, "Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation." Now, that's not necessarily talking about salvation in the sense of being saved, but the word salvation means deliverance. And so, you see, when a Christian is revived, they see the way God has delivered them from their sinfulness. And then the fourth thing that is seen when revival comes is the voice of God. Verse 8 says, "I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints." In other words, we're not talking about the audible voice of God, but when a Christian is revived, that Christian is sensitive to God speaking to him or her through the Word of God by the still small voice of the Holy Spirit. So revival restores the conscious awareness of God. Tomorrow we'll continue our study on biblical revival. Join us then. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dahl, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.